Two little words in the Our Father, as we, perhaps carry the most weight. Jesus makes it crystal clear. If we won't forgive, we won't be forgiven. But boy, forgiveness is tough. Hello, I'm Brian Patrick. Welcome to Crossing the Goal. We tackle the tough issues men may think about, but we don't often talk about. As we continue to dissect the Our Father, our topic, forgive us our trespasses, a conditional proposition, this time on Crossing the Goal. As we work our way through the Lord's Prayer here on Crossing the Goal, we're asking for forgiveness as we forgive those who sin against us. We're going to get into that with our Crossing the Goal team. Let me introduce them. Peter Herbeck of Renewal Ministries wrote a book called Living the Lord's Prayer. From Focus, the Fellowship of Catholic University Students, Curtis Martin, his book is called Boys to Men and most recently Made for More. And speaking of books, Spiritual Workout of a Former Saint, written by Danny Abramowitz, formerly played for the New Orleans Saints, coach for the Saints and the Bears. He is our coach now on Crossing the Goal. Coach, when we're asking for forgiveness as we forgive others, I don't know about you guys, but for me, that's pretty scary.
It is. If you think of the prayer, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive others their trespasses. That first part of the petition is one part, but the second part is more that we get forgiveness to others. We want mercy, but what do we do in reply? It's easier said than done.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus is saying to us, if you don't show mercy, you're not going to get mercy.
No,
it's
absolutely
that simple. There's another passage in Scripture, you know, Jesus says, the measure with which you measure out is going to be measured back against you.
Yes.
You know, and then another flavor in the Scripture, freely you have received, freely give. All of us have been freely forgiven, and now we're supposed to give it away freely.
You know, this is gut-wrenching. Because let's face it, you get cut off in traffic and you have to forgive. All right, we have bad habits. We get angry. We wave at people, but not with a lot of charity. No, we got to get beyond that. But Jesus is going after something pretty profound. He's saying there will be times in your life when dear friends will act in such a way that you're going to feel betrayed. In fact, might actually be betrayed. And you still need to forgive. Because when you meet me face to face, I'm going to say, how many times did you tell me and ask me to be forgiven as you forgave? That's going to be the measure that we've asked. This prayer, in a certain sense, is not only a challenge, but if we don't behave, it's also almost a curse that we put on ourselves.
You know, let's take that part. It's easier said than done. You know, to say it,
yeah, for sure,
when we're talking here, it's easy. But to go really forgive somebody, like I got to forgive you, it's almost impossible. But no, all kidding aside, it is very difficult. We're not making light of it. It's difficult. We know that it's a struggle. But the Lord, with the Lord's help, we can do it.
But we don't have to feel forgiveness.
No.
We have to give forgiveness.
Yeah.
It's a decision that follows upon the command of the Lord to do it. It's just not that easy to do, is what you're saying, Danny. And we're going to talk in the game plan about how the Lord really gives us the grace to be able to do the very thing He commands us to do, because He always does, you know?
And it's an action and then a process that follows up. It is a decision, but we also need to work through that, because this stuff, if it's a big, deep wound, it's going to come back over and over again. Every time I see you, I struggle again. Well, not you personally, but every time I see you, I struggle with it again. Oh, I can't believe that guy did that to me. And we've got to work through it and plow through it, because we want to be the recipient of God's mercy. We really, really need that mercy.
And we'll be getting into some of that stuff, because like when you see someone, the resentment and things like that come up in us.
All right, to get this forgiveness thing by now, guys, I know you know we need a game plan. We've got it for you. Peter and Curtis have our game plan next here on Crossing the Goal.
Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. There's a lot of bitterness and unforgiveness in the world. When I see, especially men, coming up, and they forgive their father, or they forgive their wife, or their mother, when they really, truly forgive, and forgiveness is a decision.
My sins are forgiven as I forgive others. It keeps me humble and helps remember that if I don't forgive, God has no obligation to forgive me.
Through his grace, through the wonderful gift of the sacrament of confession, I truly came to understand the great gift of the Catholic faith. And then also to release that forgiveness to others that may have offended me.
Peter, we're talking about the Lord's Prayer, particularly the challenge, the most challenging portion of that, the need to ask for forgiveness, but to be forgiven as we forgive others. Why is this so foundational?
It's foundational. It's also disturbing, isn't it, when you think about it? I mean, it's foundational because it's the heart of God. It's the foundation of the whole Christian life. And why do I say that? Look at the cross of Jesus Christ, the center. Everything about God's intention, God's expression, God's understanding of the condition of the human race and what we need and what God's like, all of that is revealed in the person of Jesus Christ and on the cross of Calvary. And there he hangs, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." They're trapped in cycles of sin and revenge and self-protection and all of the stuff that the devil got going in the beginning that we connive and cooperate with, that is separating us from God and it's separating us from one another. And the thing that breaks it is forgiveness.
Forgiveness and mercy, and recognize that we are capable of wounding one another profoundly, but the debt that we owe towards God and the way that we've wounded Him through our sin is far greater. In Matthew 18, we hear the story of a man who's forgiven an enormous sum of money that he couldn't possibly repay. It's about 70 million days' wages. It's an enormous debt. We couldn't pay it back. Just as you and I can't pay our sin debt to God. It's just impossible.
Right.
And so he's forgiven. And then he goes out and finds a guy who owes him a debt. And it's a real debt. It's about 100 days' wage. So it's almost a half a year of wages. So that's a big problem. But he's already been forgiven this enormous debt, and he can't forgive his neighbor. And when the person who, the great king, finds out about this, then he has the guy who was originally forgiven thrown in prison. And we have to recognize the same way with God. He stands before us. We are in complete debt to him. There's no way that we could ever dig our way out. And he wants to show mercy. And in turn, he says, "Now what I've given to you, give to others."
It's also a little sobering to see how serious Jesus is about this. When he's saying, look, this is it. If you don't forgive, you're not going to be forgiven. If you don't forgive, you can't live with us forever. This is the foundation of our relationship together, and it began with my disposition toward you. You have freely received. Now turn around and freely give, and give out the same kind of mercy that you've received. This is God's plan for the salvation of the world and how it works, and it's difficult, but Jesus says, you know, remember the apostle said, okay, but how many times, Lord? How many times do I need to forgive somebody? You know, that's classically, it's us, isn't it? It's a human heart. Like, really, I'll do it once, I'll do it twice. Jesus said, how many times?
70 times seven.
70 times seven times, there's the perfect number, fullness of number, you know, the whole bit. There's no limit to what we're called to do in terms of being willing to forgive.
No, and you see, let's go back to the context of the prayer. We're talking about the Lord's Prayer, that His kingdom would come, that His will would be done. And so if you and I are His children, but we won't give mercy, we're actually blocking the advancement of the kingdom.
Right.
We're now charged to go and extend mercy and forgiveness wherever we can go to bring peace. Why? Because we have a super abundance of mercy that's already been given to us. Well, how can we take that and then block its gift to somebody else?
Yeah, forgiveness dams up the flow of the Holy Spirit. It dams up the flow of God's work, and forgiveness breaks it open and allows it to flow. You know, we've got, as you know, we're working with in 27 different countries now in the world in Renewal Ministries, reaching out, and every year our leaders gather together. And one of the things I ask them is, what are you seeing as the biggest obstacles as you minister to people around the world, to people growing in the Lord? Every single year it's the same thing, unforgiveness. They say, unforgiveness has such a power. What does unforgiveness do to us? What does the scripture tell us? What does an unwillingness to forgive do to the human heart?
Blocks us. It stiffens our heart.
It creates a bitter root, right?
Yep.
It creates a bitterness and anger within us. We get harder and harder, and then God's love can't flow. We can't receive it, and we can't give it out because we're all dammed up. And forgiveness is what allows that dam to be broken open. And
well, the question then comes, Peter, how do you do it? Because, I mean, it's easy if it's a slight offense. You say, in some states we have to be careful to not say, I walk up to you, I've wounded you, I say, hey, Peter, I'm really sorry. What's the wrong response there?
No big deal. Don't sweat it. Don't think about it. We kind of think that it's a virtuous way to approach it, but it's really not true, is it?
It's not forgiveness at all. You're saying you didn't really offend me. It's not a big deal.
Right.
No, the appropriate way is, Peter, look, I made this mistake. Would you forgive me?
Curtis, I forgive you. Curtis, it did hurt, and I appreciate you taking the time to ask me, but I forgive you for what you've done to me.
Now we've had an authentic exchange, you know, and you're willing to actually deal with the issue. And we've got to recognize it's not, we shouldn't be surprised that we wound one another. We are broken people. We spend time together. I will do something that's going to bump into you in a bad way. I might even give enough time, do it intentionally because I'm a broken man. I just want to have bad habits. There's actually, there's stuff going on inside of me I wish wasn't going on inside. So there are going to be times in our relationship when I'm going to need your forgiveness or we're going to be blocked in our communion. And Christ finally said, the world's going to know that I am who I said I am because of the love you have for one another. If we're not willing to work through that forgiveness, we're actually blocking the witness to who Christ is.
Right. And it comes from the Lord. And one of the things that's difficult for guys is we somehow think that forgiveness and asking for forgiveness is wimpy, it's unmanly, it shows weakness because we want to be able to hold people.
That's why we're going to really have to wrestle with this down in the pit. All right. Brian?
Thanks, Curtis and Peter. Good game plan. Coach, I feel like I've learned a lot about forgiveness, so I'm going to forgive you for whatever you're going to do down there in the red zone.
And these guys are going to forgive me and ask my forgiveness for not reading my emails. So we'll have a good chance to see if they'll do that down here.
That's right. We are in the red zone next here on Crossing the Goal.
If you can't forgive, you're not going to progress. I had to forgive my mother after she died for being an alcoholic. And I didn't realize how much that hurt me for years until the Lord opened my mind and really helped me understand that I had to forgive her.
And if we can just forgive as God forgives us, as we've been forgiven, we can let go of all of those burdens and receive His full grace, His full mercy, and His full love.
We've pushed into the red zone here on Crossing the Goal. We're talking about the part of the Lord's Prayer where it says, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Forgiveness is tough for guys, but Danny, unforgiveness can even be worse.
Unforgiveness can eat you alive inside. And I'll give you a perfect testimony to it. And what happens too with unforgiveness, it leads to anger, then resentment, and on, and it just builds up. I had a friend of mine, usually happens with close friends. I had a friend of mine that got me in a business deal together, and I trust him. They gave me a big prospectus, this thick. Of course, I didn't read that all of it. I trusted him.
Something like you could work for Congress.
Something like it with crayons. If they had something with crayons and stuff, and I could have done that, you know, that little coloring book type thing. But anyway, he got me into the deal, and the things were sailing. How's everything? Everything's going good. Don't worry about it. This is, you know, you got limited liability and all that kind of stuff. Well, all of a sudden, one night, bing, bong, the doorbell rings, and Mr. Brown was a registered letter. So I opened it up, and it said I owed like $25,000-$30,000 for that month of my share in the deal. Well, I said, whoa, wait, Chief, what's this? And then I went to this friend of mine, and he said, "Well, I didn't say it was unlimited." And one thing led to another, and this thing went down the tubes, and it cost a lot of us a lot. And me, I was in with some big, pretty good rollers there. I couldn't afford it, and the thing ended up going bunkers down, and it really hurt me. And the natural thing was, I'm gonna get back at him, type of a thing. And finally, after months, I'm talking about months, I finally come to realize I got to forgive him for my sake.
Right.
That was so suffering. And finally, I did. And I'm conscious doing it. And I said, well, whatever happens, I'm going to do this. Whatever happens to his life, I mean, that's fine. Hopefully one day we can. And all of a sudden, one day I did it. Then one day the phone rings and it was him. And he said that I understand that you were talking to somebody and you want to lift my daughter up in prayer and all that kind of stuff. And I said, yeah, I do. And he started crying. He said, forgive me, Danny. I said, don't worry about it. I said, I already forgave you. many years ago, and I said, "The Lord will get us back together one day." And I love you, and I care about you. But I said that once I hung the phone up, I said, "I love him and all that, but we will not be in a business deal again."
You learned your lesson.
That's right.
Danny, when you made a decision.
Yeah.
And what happened to all the anger and the frustration and everything? Honestly, like you made that decision, did you have to gut it out for a long period of time, or what happened?
No, once I did that, because I had already done all that mission and mash, and my whole thing was, and I'd get it, every time it brought it up, you know, and the devil's tricky at that. He keeps bringing it back up, and every time anger, the same old thing. And I just got tired of it.
Right.
And I said, man, this is... my personality was changing some. Things that when I'd be around people that he and I had in friendship in common, that I wouldn't say nice things about him. You know, I'd say, I'll get his one of these days.
Yeah.
And this is a profoundly human experience.
Yeah, for sure.
St. Paul and St. Mark in the book of Acts separate because they can't work together. Years later, after not working together, they're back together. There's healing. You think about our Lord himself, Judas, a trusted friend, and Peter. His chosen leader, and he has to work through forgiveness and to offer that when he's hanging from the cross. Forgive them, Father.
Yeah.
They know not what they're doing. And in my life, I remember there was a situation where I had really my best friend. And he's a godly guy, but circumstances were such that we parted, and it was brutal. And I don't know that he did anything wrong. I don't know that I did anything wrong. It was our interests went in a different direction, and it was very, very painful. And I felt very wronged. And you asked, you know, was it you made a decision you worked on? Not me, but I'll tell you, for more than a year, maybe almost 2 years, anytime I started to think about the situation, I feel the gut knotting back up and want to get angry and think, oh man, I'm going to get that guy and say, Lord, I'm going to let this go. I got to let this go. And I choose to forgive again. And it was only over the period of years, literally years, right at the point where it really is not something that knots me up. I could probably work myself back up to it even now if I wanted to. Yeah. But I'm the same way.
Just talking
love
about
the
it.
Guy, yeah. want good for
fact,
him.
Yeah.
I'm not frustrated with him. Still not ready to go into business
with him. Exactly. No,
exactly. You let that unforgiveness build up. It's like a resentment that you just replay. You know, when you hit the camera back there when you're playing for the Saints back in the 60s, you replay that and you feel that pain and in slow motion and you feel it over and it just builds up. Until we can forgive and let it go.
You know, the Lord, as you guys are talking, I'm just thinking of the Lord being on the cross and saying, Father, forgive them for they know not what they're doing. I thought at times where I haven't wanted to forgive, even in, you know, simple as a relationship with my wife, you know, when we're having a disagreement or I think she's wronged me in some way, and I'm holding on to it for a couple of days, getting some distance, you know, silent treatment. She's wrong this time. I'm not gonna take the initiative. She's wrong. She's the one who should ask for forgiveness, you know.
Right.
And I'm so stubborn and I'm so dumb. And I hear on the one hand, this is what's going on in my mind. The other hand, the Lord is saying, why are you stopping up my grace? I mean, how goofy are you? How many times am I gonna tell you, Mr. Disciple, big shot? You know, how about believing it? Because what happens is if you don't do this, it blocks my grace, you know, my rain can't flow freely in you and in your relationship and your family. So I said, all right, Lord, I'll go, you know, take the initiative. Sometimes that's what has to happen too. And it's a way of protecting God's rain in our lives and allowing his grace to flow.
But my wife's pretty good. Let me finish it. I'll let you get going. To tie in what you were saying with our wives, a lot of times we'll get into one of these things and she says, is there anything you need to say to me? You know, they look on my face. Yeah, right.
No,
you
talk about this, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those. And what about this for a promise? Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy.
That's what
Why
we
would we clog his grace? I mean, exactly like you're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, he's actually told us, do you need mercy? Absolutely.
Yeah.
How do you get it? By showing it to others.
Yeah.
Why would we not live this more? This is a powerful, powerful key to unlocking what we need more than anything, God's mercy.
I think it's very important that we do this. Guys are out there listening to this and watching this and saying, sounds good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But in practicality, you know, how do I do this? Well, by yourself, I don't think you can. Some situations are so tough, you've been so profoundly hurt that you don't know how to do it. I want to, because you want to physically go after a person sometimes.
Sure,
I mean, you know, it gets, like you said, you can get that thing built up and maybe a few drinks on top of that thing. You're almost in a rage real quick, like, and it can turn into, I think that's why you see a lot of violence going on here.
Sure.
We keep talking about it. You know, you got a prayer bring it before the Lord. And yeah. Lord, give me to show me.
Yeah.
I want to do
just
this.
Just in those areas, you say, Lord, I'm powerless. Mm-hmm. All I know, all I'm experiencing is I hate that guy.
Yeah.
And I want to hurt that guy. And I want to do violence
you're right.
to that
and
guy.
Hate.
That's really what I want.
No,
that's
exactly.
what's going on inside
that's
of me.
Poisonous
and it scares
to us.
Me to death, Lord. Yeah. Please help me. And what he wants us to do is, remember, it's a decision to yield ourselves to his will. Remember, we've been talking all these shows. Paul says, now I make it my aim to please the Lord. And I'm going to trust you, Lord, that making this decision, you're going to give me the help I need because I don't feel it. I don't experience it. And stepping in, he'll eventually give us the grace we need to be able to overcome
amazing,
a lot of
right.
it.
You know what's amazing, guys? I know you might see it as you travel around, too. What's unfortunate and sad that many times this unforgiveness or this lack of forgiving one another is in the family. And
yeah.
many times it's a father, adult, son,
passes
and father.
On.
And what are they, over what? Over some kind of a deal with money or something like that? They don't even, it says, I haven't talked to my father in 4 years. I mean, that's the saddest thing I've ever heard, you know,
yeah.
when you hear these kind of things.
Sure.
And the inability to forgive one another. That's why you have to go today.
Yeah.
Guys, don't let the sun set on this.
Right.
Take care of it right
yield
now, don't
your,
you think?
Yield your rights. You know, there's that other passage that's related to this. The measure with which you measure out will be measured against you.
Right.
And in this area, there's this whole desire for runners, like, I'm paying him back.
Yeah, pay back.
And you kind of say, are you sure?
You better
kill that in
you.
Because the measure
you
get measured out, you measure out, it's coming back against you. And you say, Lord, I just yield my rights. No way. I just want to go your way, Lord. I don't want to get the judgment I deserve. Really, I
right.
don't.
Exactly.
You know?
And
yeah.
even in the worst case scenario, when somebody's unrepentant, they've done you wrong.
Right.
Just trust God's justice is actually going to be more than
right.
adequate. Take care of it.
Yeah.
You don't need
yeah.
to get involved.
Right.
Yeah, and we're reminded of that. Every time we say the Lord's Prayer, those two little words, as we forgive those. These guys will get their last word from the end zone coming up next on Crossing the Goal.
It works good.
Cross the goal that puts us in the end zone as we look at the Lord's Prayer and the phrase from the Lord's Prayer, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Let's get the last word from our Crossing the Goal team. Peter, start us out.
Thanks, Brian. Brothers, just want to ask you a question. Today as you're sitting watching the program, is there somebody in your life that you need to go to and to seek forgiveness, someone you need to forgive or someone you need to ask forgiveness of, that you've been hanging on to it for a while? I want to challenge you today to get before the Lord, be honest, ask the Lord for the strength, and make a decision that you're going to go and you're going to repair that relationship, and you're going to move on the command of the Lord and expect Him to act on your behalf.
That is a great challenge, Peter. In addition to that, there's another half of this, and that is that we kind of walk through life a lot of times, men, bumping into one another and not realizing it because we haven't been too attentive. And are we making it hard on other people to forgive us? Can we become the type of men who are attentive to the people around us so that we're not bruising them with our words and our actions? When we realize how difficult it is to forgive, we're going to also begin to recognize how much damage we do to others. So I want you to be mindful of the impact, for better or for worse. God has given you the ability to have a tremendous impact in the lives of your loved ones. Make sure that's a Christ-shaped impact.
Men, we've heard a lot of statements made out there. What goes around comes around, or we point a finger at someone. Remember, we have one at them and three back at us. Do we look at inventory at ourselves and how we handle our situations with others? I know one thing. Unforgiveness in our hearts will destroy us. I plead with you, find somebody, especially in your family, and ask forgiveness, and you give them forgiveness.
Coach Danny Abramowitz, thanks. Curtis Martin, Peter Herbeck, thanks for being with us this time on Crossing the Goal. Next time, we ask the Lord to lead us not into temptation. We'll see you next time on Crossing the Goal. Thanks, gentlemen. Coach, now that we have a game plan not to be led into temptation, would you lead us into the red zone?
Come on, I'm going to lead you into the red zone. Well, right. You took my line. What the? Ryan, you went too far.
I didn't know. I didn't know you were going to say that.
We'll do it.
You took my line. I can't believe it.
I didn't know what to say. I didn't expect that.
But, hey, I will. Who?